Ni hao. Hello. I'm Terry Meyerson. I lead the Windows and Devices Group at Microsoft. And it is so fantastic to be back here in Taipei, to be back at Computex, to celebrate this super unique relationship that we have with so many partners that are here at the show. This partnership that enables us to delight people all over the world with incredible experiences and great technology. Now, as a company, Microsoft is incredibly optimistic about what technology can do for us. We believe technology can drive economic growth all over the world. It can empower us in our daily lives and can be used to preserve our enduring values. And with Microsoft's three interconnected ambitions to create more personal computing, to reinvent productivity and business processes, and to build an intelligent cloud platform, we believe we have an ability to extend the human experience across all devices and across all the computing in our lives. With Windows, our ambition is to create a more personal computing environment, one where we change the way we interact with all technology and the way in which we benefit from technology, enabling us to interact with devices in entirely new ways, more intuitively using natural language conversations, evolving us from today's keyboard and mice and touch to use more human capabilities like pens, your voice, your face, and your fingerprint, expanding us beyond PCs and phones, bringing computing into our world with holograms, immersing ourselves in games across devices. Windows 10 is our home for this evolution, enabling all of us to be more productive and have more fun. Now, we're so excited that today, over 300 million people all over the world are actively using Windows 10. These customers are more engaged than ever before, spending over 75 billion hours on Windows 10. They visited our store for apps over 5 billion times. And here in Taiwan, it's amazing. The number of active devices running Windows 10 just here in Taiwan has increased over 120% since January. And thanks to all of you, thanks to our partners, over 500 Windows 10 devices have shipped since launch. These are devices with large screens, small screens, no screens at all, and everything in between. And more shipping every month. We're humbled by this response to Windows 10 all across the globe, from New York City, to Tokyo, to Paris, to Lima, to here in Taipei. And it's not just consumers. Enterprises are moving to Windows 10 faster than any other version of Windows before, with 83% of all enterprises worldwide now running active pilots of Windows 10. So on behalf of all of Microsoft and the entire team, we welcome all of these new customers to Windows 10. Now, every day, we are working hard on making Windows 10 better for all of these users all over the world. And today, we're excited to show you what we've been working on. The next wave of innovations for Windows 10 that will arrive in a Windows 10 anniversary update this summer for free to everyone running Windows 10. Now, instead of hearing me talk about it, let's take a look. First, Lee-Chen Miller will demo some incredible new experiences in the anniversary update, including Windows Ink and Windows Hello. And Nick Parker will join us to talk about growth opportunities for all of us with Windows 10. Thank you.
Hello. 我的名字是 Lee-Chen Miller， 中文名字是林丽珍，大家叫我丽珍就好了。我是 Windows Experiences 试验部主管，今天非常荣幸来到台北和大家分享我们 Windows 10 周年更新的一些最新功能。大家听我的口音，应该就知道我是新加坡人了。我在美国已经生活了16年。 所以今天讲的中文不太好，就请大家多多包涵。 我们现在就开始 demo 吧。今天非常感谢在场的制造商和我们微软的深度合作，我们才能够 demo 一下 Windows Hello 的最新功能。大家已经非常熟悉 Windows Hello 能够应用面部识别和指纹辨识，就能够快速安全的登录电脑。但今天就让我们演示一下新的方式，请大家看一看我手上带了两个不同的穿戴装置。我左手戴的是加拿大公司的匿名手环，匿名手环非常厉害，已经验证了我的身份，而且和这个电脑已经配对好了，所以我这样轻轻的一碰就能够登录电脑了，就是如此简单。接下来在这第二台电脑上，你们可以看得到我右手戴的是 Microsoft Band， Microsoft Band 也是和这台电脑配对好了，验证了我的身份嘛，非常简单的，我能够这样轻轻的一碰也就登录电脑了，哒哒。现在我们看看另外一个方式，大家工作的时候非常习惯有一个工作名牌，就好像 你刷刷门卡就能够进入办公室一样。在这第三台电脑上，我们也可以非常简单的这样轻轻的一刷也就能够登录电脑。 Windows Hello 的功能非常简单，能够快速安全的让您登录电脑，登录时间还可以少过两秒，比你输入密码还可以快过三倍。我们真的非常希望和大家更深度的合作，制造更多 Windows Hello 的设备，就请大家多多支持。接下来我们就看一看另外一个硬体和软体完美结合的例子吧。我们来看一看 Windows Ink。 Windows Ink 是我们 Windows 10周年更新的最强大的全新功能， Windows Ink 也是我的宝贝。根据我们的市场调查和我们的用户分析，我们发现到其实今天有很多用户非常喜欢用电子笔这种简单自然的交互方式来操作电脑。用户告诉我们，他们很想用电子笔非常快速的写写记录、绘画，把创意、想法、点子写下来、画出来和大家分享。我和我的同事就把用户的需求变成了灵感，就创造了 Windows Ink Workspace。 请看一看屏幕上 Windows Ink Workspace 的目标非常简单，就是把用户电子笔的体验和应用软件全部放在一起，让用户非常简单的能够用笔一 click， 或者在任务栏里的图标轻轻一点就能够运用到 Windows Ink Workspace 的功能。接下来我们就看一看 Windows Ink Workspace 的基本功能吧。这儿就是智能便利贴。便利贴大家也熟悉，在日常生活里我们用便利贴就写下电话号码、地址之类的信息，提醒自己要做的事。但便利贴在电脑上就更加强大了，就让我给你们 demo 一下。请看荧幕上的第一个便利贴，便利贴上已经写了 BR26， BR26 就是我的飞机航班。如果我在便利贴上轻轻一点的话，非常快速的我们就可以借用 Bing 的智能告诉我这个飞机航班准时不准时。我从台北回家到西雅图的时候几点钟会到飞机场，看起来是7:30，我就能够叫我老公7:30不要迟到到西雅图机场接我回家。请看第二个便利贴，在便利贴上刚才我已经写上了要记得这星期五 4点钟带我的小猫猫去看医生，非常重要，不要忘记掉哦。我在便利贴上这样轻轻的一点，就能够把便利贴的提醒功能和 Cortana 的提醒功能融合在一起。无论你用什么设备，只要有 Cortana 的，你的提醒就会随着你在那个设备上出现了，非常方便。接下来就让我给大家写一写非常简单的便条吧，我就写一写今天的安排算了，要记得简单的哦。工作、睡觉，当然要吃饭啦。如果生活有这么简单就好了。可是，糟了，怎么这么简单的顺序我也可以写错啊？但不用担心，便利贴有智能嘛，非常简单的，我能够用我的手指改正我的错误，去换那个程序，换那个顺序。抱歉，先吃饭，再工作，工作了才睡觉，非常重要。现在查一查时间哦，2:21，午餐也吃了嘛，我就用我的电子笔，非常简单的，就在便利贴上划掉。吃好饭了，好像大功告成这样，非常有成就感，这样就划掉了，很厉害。吃好饭了嘛，现在可以认真工作了。不知道观众有没有像我一样，喜欢一边工作一边炒股票？有的话，就能够非常快速的在第二个便利贴上，可以用我的电子笔写一下股票缩写。如果不想用电子笔的话，也能够用我的键盘直接输入。我写下的是 MSFT， 也就是微软的股票缩写。微软的股票当然是我最喜欢的股票啦。如果我现在在便利贴上轻轻一点的话，我们又是能够用 Bing 的智能，就告诉我今天的股价是涨是跌。我就会知今天你是要欢喜还是不准。好，紧张时刻，你们觉得我应该点吗？点啊，点啊，好的，就点了吧。啊，绿色的，太好了，谢谢。今天的股价涨了，希望可以提早退休。给开开玩笑，要把这个演示当认真一点哦。如果用户在便利贴上写下的是电话号码，我们能够直接的从便利贴就把电话号码拨出去。如果用户写的是 email 地址之类的信息，也能够直接从便利贴发 email 出去，就是那么的方便。希望我的这个便利贴的短短的演示，你们就了解为什么智能便利贴会叫做智能便利贴。接下来我们就看一看 Windows Ink Workspace 的第二个基本功能，这就是图画板。图画板能让用户非常容易、非常简单，不用设定、不用登录的，就可以快快的发挥，把他们的创意画下来，把他们的想法写下来。你们看一看屏幕上，这图画很漂亮哦，肯定不是我这个工程师画的。现在就让我给大家 demo 一下工程师是怎么画画的啦。请大家猜一猜，我这个工程师最喜欢的运动是什么呢？不知道大家猜得到吗？给你一个提示，端午节要到了。也挺聪明的哦，谢谢。其实答案是皮划艇，英文就叫做 kayaking。 这是我们西雅图人最喜欢的运动。如果你想在图画板上画直线的话，也是非常简单。你能够用电子尺，我能够用我的左手控制电子尺，我能够用我的右手还是拿着电子笔嘛，非常简单的就画直线了，方便吧？ 接下来我们来看一看 Windows in Workspace 的第三个基本功能。现在观众应该是非常好奇哦，截图有什么有趣的？ OK， 这个是截图，但是相信我，截图和 Windows in 连接在一起的时候是非常特殊的。请看一看这个截图，就是我家的两只小猫，这真的故事，这是我家两只小猫哦。虽然我家小猫 Chili Miller 和 Pepper Miller 不像你们台湾的蔡翔翔和阿柴那么出名，但是是我家的小宝贝，不要讲他的坏话。这就是我的儿子 Chili Miller， 当然有个中文名字，林辣椒。这就是我的女儿 Pepper Miller， 中文名字林胡椒。小名猜是什么？小名当然是小辣和小胡，可爱吧？请大家看一看，我在截图上轻轻的几笔，就能够把这个截图变成更加特别，有我自己的风格。画了画，我就可以画完了，我就可以寄给我的朋友炫耀一下，看看我儿子那么英俊，我女儿那么漂亮。我们真的非常期待和大家更深度的合作，制造更多电子笔和电子设备。除了 Windows in Workspace 以外， Windows Ink 同时也是个平台。现在就让我给大家 demo 一下 Windows Ink 的应用软件的 APP。 听说你们台湾是这样叫，我昨晚刚刚学到。这就是 Microsoft Maps。在地图上你能够看得到我们现在是挺靠近台北101嘛。如果今天下班后我想去逛逛街，看看台北风景，因为这是我第一次来台北，我可以非常简单的用我的电子笔在地图上画我要走的行走路线。我很喜欢吃挂包和大肠包小肠，所以就去那个夜市，就去到饶河夜市，去饶河街。你们看我非常简单的这样一画，地图和 Windows In 就知道我的行走路线的距离。地图上写的是 3.7 miles， 就是 3.7 英里。如果我真的从101走到饶河夜市的话，肯定可以吃很多挂包。在夜市逛了逛了，如果累的话或者 shopping 买太多东西的话，能够直接从饶河夜市开车回去饭店吗？我能够用我的电子笔非常简单的在地图上画两个地点，第一个是饶河夜市，第二个是 W 饭店，直接用电子笔哦，把这两点连接在一起。非常简单的 Microsoft Maps 和 Windows In 会自动给我行车路线，厉害吧？我真的非常喜欢这个功能，尤其是第一次来台北。谢谢。接下来我们看一看Microsoft Word 如何应用 Windows In 的功能，让用户非常简单而且自然的拿着电子笔来修改文件。如果在修改文件的时候觉得有不重要的信息想要把它删掉，我能够非常简单的用我的电子笔这么容易的就删掉了。不喜欢一句话就把它删掉，不喜欢整段话也可以这样做，太厉害了。如果文件中有重要的信息，我也能够用 highlighter 非常简单的就把它给强调，强调重点，看到吗？强调重点，可以了。不知道大家有没有看到，其实我虽然笔画不好看，但是 Windows Ink 和 Microsoft Word还会非常厉害的把我的笔画弄起来比较整齐，比较有专业化。最后我们非常感谢合作伙伴 Adobe， 今天让我们在台上演示一下 Adobe Photoshop 和 Windows In 的最新功能。请看一看屏幕上的墨笔，我能够非常简单的把我的中文名字写下来。 Adobe Photoshop 和 Windows In 能够识别我写字的力度， 就把我的名字从简单的笔画变成专业的书法，让大家决定一下我写出来的字看起来是专业才是抽象。今天的 demo 就做到这里了，接下来我们有一个短片，短片里有更多 Windows 10周年更新的丰富功能。今天非常感谢大家的时间，我们真的期待和大家更深度合作，制造更多硬体和软体完美结合的丰富体验，带给全球千千万万的 Windows 用户。谢谢。
Thank you, Lee Chen. I'm so excited to be here, see those incredible Windows 10 features, and to once again be here at Computex to represent you, our customers and our partners, the people who design, build, and sell Windows 10 devices that inspire our customers and our business partners around the world. Today, I'm going to talk about growth, the opportunities that our businesses have, the opportunities that we have,and how we're going to grow together as we see the coming year. We all know the number, 600 million PCs over 4 years old. That is a huge opportunity for all of us as we start thinking about how do we refresh those consumer and commercial devices. But also we see key growth in some of these new categories that we're seeing invented and growing as a result of Windows 10.The explosion of two-in-one devices, you can see there, that incredible growth rate. Moving to all-in-ones, continuing to be the modern desktop, and the replacement in both consumer and commercial for those devices. And that incredible growth in gaming year on year, with over 1.2 billion people gaming, of which 62% of that is on Windows. And finally, IoT. This is a billion-unit-plus market.Growing at 19%. All of these represent opportunities of how we'd like to partner with you and how the unique investment in R&D and Windows 10 will come together in the experiences we build with you in the next year. Now, the best way to talk about this is to show some of those devices and show how the innovation works, from building on what Lee Chen showed you to showing how the hardware innovation has come together for these incredible experiences.And I'm going to start with that fast growth category, nearly 60% growth year on year, and those numbers were 16, 17, in the two-in-one category. The first device I'm going to show you is the Dell Inspiron 15. This comes in the 13 and 15-inch category, and what I love about this device, apart from being a first at Computex, you can see that it has this beautiful touchscreen. It has the Windows Hello camera that enables you to unlock that device with your face.Bringing the dream of no more passwords to reality in this device. But this is that 360 design that we see so popular in two-in-ones, but also this device is $529 equivalent. So these capabilities really are accessible. The next device here, we see this ASUS Transformer Pro 3, a really beautiful design from ASUS. You can see there's an incredible capability, beautiful.In terms of that detachable two-in-one. The next device, the Huawei MateBook. Again, a device using this incredible technology, beautiful screen, thin and light design, and with a pen as well as a magnetic case to put in it at the side. As we start to see these devices, both from ASUS as well as the Huawei MateBook here, pen becomes such an integral part of the experience enabled through Windows 10. Now, our partner locally here, IP3, this is a device.Where you'll see more and more OEMs and, in fact, even local brands or even retailers be able to pick up these devices. Again, this great two-in-one form factor with the magnetic keyboard. Beautiful design, and you see this brushed aluminum look on the back. Now, building on the success of the Lenovo X1 Carbon, you see the ThinkPad. Now, what they've done here is taken that great platform with the ThinkPad X1, and they've added that 260 hinge to it. Again, leveraging the pen, leveraging the touch, and these modern experiences in this two-in-one category. And you see the pen there and its dock. Great growth enabled in that category with Windows 10. The next device is really a sneak peek, so I'm going to just show you this briefly. It's not out to market, and you'll see it later in the year. But this is the result of a collaboration between Porsche Design and one of our local OEMs. And this is a two-in-one. It's a detachable two-in-one. You can see the design there. You can see the nice logo. And this is a no-compromise tablet, beautiful kind of port there. This is the device that will have pen, it'll have touch, detachable two-in-one. You'll see later in the year. A rapidly emerging category from us, and something you'll have seen recently, is this device, this mobile device from Acer, the Jade Primo. And you see there, you have the dock. And what this does is takes Windows Mobile and enables, when docked, a full-screen experience. So this is your unit of personal compute on a beautiful smartphone design, but when docked, you have a full-screen experience. We use keyboard and mouse and your favorite Office 365 task. You could take the device with you, you can put your phone in your pocket, whether you're at work or at home, and then dock it, go to big screen. Another design here, using the same Continuum technology in Windows 10, is the HP X3. You can see this beautiful metal finish there with the Bang & Olufsen speaker. Beautiful design there from HP, again with that same dock, bringing that enterprise-class security to your mobile environment as well as the full screen. The next category we see this great growth is in the all-in-ones. Why do people love all-in-ones? They love them because they're portable, as well as you can just replace your desktop. They're very thin, they're light. This is a beautiful design from Acer you see here. This is the Acer Aspire Z3. Actually detached from our power supply here, you have 4 hours battery unplugged, and all of this for less than $500. So it's this beautiful design that could be equally at home in the kitchen or moving around the house for your home media or playing games, as well as in the office, replacing traditional desktop. Of course, one of the most exciting categories, and we see so much here, both in terms of CES as well as here at Computex, is the gaming category. Great growth here, and you've all done a huge amount of innovation here this year. And we've really enjoyed great growth here in our average selling prices, as well as some of the innovation that we've seen in terms of how our customers use these devices. A good example at the top here is you can see this Lynx Vision device. This is actually taking an industry-standard tablet running Windows 10, and with this jacket, you can actually use it to play your Xbox or your games. One of the things we've done in Windows 10 is we've actually had some very unique capabilities building Xbox and Windows together. One of them, as I just talked about, is to be able to stream your Xbox gameplay onto your Windows 10 PC. So if somebody is using your Xbox on your TV screen and you want to use your TVs for something else, you can stream that gameplay onto your PC. The next thing we've done is we enable you to use your PC as a personal video recorder for your Xbox. So you can record your gameplay, and if you want to take that magic moment from your game and save it to the internet or post it to Twitch, you can do that with Windows 10. The last two things we're doing in Windows as it relates to Xbox is we are going to launch more and more of our first-party titles simultaneously on Xbox and PC at the same time. So cross-platform play becomes even easier. And finally, you'll continue to be able to see your high scores and your various achievements in your gamertag in the Windows 10 Xbox app. So huge value being added to those PCs that enable you to build and leverage that capability. We can see there, this is the G65 from MSI. Super, super piece of innovation here. The way this device is it's cooled with a fan that creates this tornado effect coming up through the middle of the device there to actually cool it. This is the ASUS GL752. Again, a really, really nice device, building on that Republic of Gamer family and that great brand that's becoming more and more popular worldwide at the moment with discrete graphics and super powerful computing. The Gigabyte device here again, taking this IPS QHD screen, Core i7, discrete NVIDIA GeForce GTX discrete graphics, really bringing these powerful gaming scenarios to the mobile world. And again, mobile gaming growing rapidly and something that we've all been enjoying, this kind of growth over 20% in the last couple of years, and gaming itself, the actual gameplay growing over double digits worldwide. The next device here is another notebook from Razer, who you'll know very well with really nice devices. They have these great backlit LED screens and very high-performance, stylish designs. The thing I wanted to show you about this demonstration here is this core. This is called the Razer Core. This is a discrete graphics card sitting in a separate box that when you plug it into your notebook, you get the full capability of discrete, accelerated, separate graphics. Again, being able to hot swap into your device, leveraging the power of those separate graphics cores in this device. A very, very powerful design. You can really start to see how building businesses and this growth in gaming is enabling these new scenarios for hardware innovation from yourselves. Of course, the VR headsets that we see here from Oculus, one of our new partners, 3Glasses and HTC, those are all tethered to the high-end gaming PCs. And one of the things that we've been able to do is design those big, powerful gaming rigs to take advantage of some of the new content coming with some of these tethered glasses. The last category, and this is the billion unit category, this is IoT. And we have a few devices here that really just kind of bring together a few of those moments of IoT where we see great growth at the moment. This is a ruggedized Windows 10 tablet, and you see kind of some of the industrial capability that the Windows platform enables you to build. You can see here we've actually got an Intel RealSense camera. We have a barcode scanner and LED, as well as a ruggedized tablet that's waterproof, dustproof. This one, when coupled together with a software solution, actually enables this particular company to be able to take photos of cargo, be able to build maps and sizes of cargo, and then the software solution will actually help this shipping company define what's the best way to organize this physical three-dimensional cargo space within that application. That's a good example of an industrial tablet plus a solution plus cloud that really brought great business value to this partnership. The FCF1, this is a full Windows 10 ruggedized device. You can see this kind of industrial mobile handheld business. You can see there the barcode scanner on the back with detachable battery. These are ruggedized industrial devices, Panasonic continuing to be a great world leader in ruggedized device. Again, bringing the power of the enterprise-grade platform of Windows 10 to devices. Most of these are business solutions that require that level of security, but also manageability and serviceability that you don't get on any other platform, and why Windows 10 is so popular for device builders building enterprise applications. A great example here is this Home Hub. And this is a good case of what we would call Windows IoT Gateway. It's a small hub and a gateway. You can see you've got USB and micro SD running Windows. And this device would actually connect to multiple sensors or devices in the home that would actually help you drive from that. And finally, we've got a couple of devices here from Mouse Computer. This enables you to actually take Windows Hello cameras direct to your device, as well as this is actually a fingerprint reader that plugs into USB. So Mouse Computer, a super bit of innovation. You can actually add these devices to PCs to enable you to plug into that biometric sensor platform that Windows has. Of course, we see growth across other categories, industrial automation and handheld terminals, as well as point of sale. But the real growth has been coming from basically taking this device and then adding it to cloud capabilities and software solutions. So really thinking about the commercial opportunity as a device as a service, where you can build your monetization and capabilities with us through the life cycle of the device with the customer. And this is where we really see the most amount of growth. So the best person to really talk about this is, in fact, my next guest, and this is Jeff Reed. He's the CTO of Arrow, a Fortune 130 company. And Jeff's going to come out here and talk to us about what Arrow did with IoT and Windows. Hey, Jeff.
Thanks,
nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Appreciate it.
So, you know, Jeff, we have great partnerships, and as you do with many of the people in the audience, but there's one of these kind of great examples that I'd love you to talk about that we did together. But before we kind of get into that, why don't you tell us a little bit about Arrow and what you do, you know, for Arrow?
Sure, Nick. Thanks. Arrow kind of sits at a hub of an IoT ecosystem.
Yep.
If you think of IoT as two sides to a coin, you've got the devices side, the things side, and you've got the data side. We do about $13 billion a year in electronics components globally. So on the devices side, we and our partners are putting components into IoT devices every day. On the data side, we do about $9 billion a year in what we would liken as enterprise infrastructure. So that includes software security. It also includes data and analytics platforms. So those two sides of the coin are core to our business, and IoT forces us to take both of those together. And with Windows plus Azure, it's a great example of driving our business forward in the IoT sense of the word.
You know, I think you've been so successful doing that. As you said, you've got your great components as well as your data business. A lot of that came together with Colorado State University, a huge university in the U.S. Why don't you tell us about what you did there and how you kind of visualized the problem and then the solution that you brought together with many of the partners in this room for ultimately a huge amount of value for them?
Exactly. Colorado State University is a large public university in the United States, about 24,000 students, and they had a pretty simple, straightforward thing they wanted to accomplish. They spent about $20 million a year in power consumption, and they wanted to, like all of us, reduce that power consumption and become a more green university. So we worked with our partners on the device side, sensor manufacturers, gateway manufacturers, and coupled them with an ISV partner on the data side, and we put those sensors into the university setting. And they wanted to do a proof of concept. They wanted to quickly see what is IoT and what can it do for our business? Can it reduce these costs? So we put sensors in the room to test temperature, humidity, pressure. We combined that with sensors that detect how many people are in the room. We then took external data about the forecasted weather, and we found that by taking that data, pushing up it into Azure, and doing machine learning and analytics on top of it, and building a visualization app like you're seeing there, showing the university that on average they could reduce costs by about 26% with this solution. So it was a good way of taking the device side of our business and the data side, putting our partner and ecosystem together quickly, and show how they can, solve this problem for the university.
You know, I think it's tremendous how you're able to build that. Anyone that can go out the door and build a solution end-to-end using kind of Windows components and save a customer 26% on energy consumption, I'm sure that's a replicable solution that we're both going to, enjoy business for definitely years to come. So this is the big question, ultimately. Why did you choose the Microsoft technology, and how does partnering with Microsoft help Arrow?
Yeah, there's the technology portion of that decision, and then there's the business side. So as a CTO, I often have to look at different technologies and decide, is this something we're going to take to market? So there were three reasons with Microsoft that kind of stood out to me. One was the ease of use. So we had an existing partner with an embedded solution, and it was easy for them to migrate to Windows 10. And with the rich API set between Azure and Windows 10, we could quickly do a proof of concept. So there was the ease part of it. But the second thing was the flexibility of Azure. So, not all IoT devices are going to have Windows embedded on them. And Azure has a flexible, open architecture that allows us to take other devices, plug that data into Azure, and do visualizations that, so to speak, mash up that data and find new insights for the business. The third reason is probably one that not many people think about, but I think gives Microsoft a big competitive advantage, and that is the enterprise class nature of this IoT software solution. Companies and governments care about security end to end, right? They care about the data that they're producing. So with Azure, not every IoT solution is going to have the data go into the cloud, the public cloud. And Azure has an Azure Stack architectural platform that our partners can build a single IoT solution, and if the customer says, look, I want my data on a private cloud, they don't have to re-architect that solution. They can go to that customer and say, here's our IoT solution for your private data center. So those are some of the technical reasons. The business reasons what's got me most excited. We've had a healthy Windows embedded business, and thanks, to you guys and our partners for that business run rate we've had and the money we've made doing it. But for the first time, we're able to couple that with the huge product stack that's part of Azure, and our partners can create a single solution that they can monetize end-to-end. So when you talk about the growth, all of us are looking for companies for growth in this global economy. And this is brand new growth for our partners, right? It's the existing business plus this new growth business. And I think that's probably the most exciting thing this year that's happened with us with the Windows plus Azure message.
Splendid. You know, Jeff, it's been a great partnership. I know we'll continue partnerships with many more of our customer solution sets and hope to be continuing to work with the partners in the audience as well.
Hey, thank you
so much.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Jeff. I think that goes to just show when you kind of couple that innovation, the unique capability of Windows 10 end-to-end with the cloud, we can build huge new business together in existing established markets, and why Windows, both in terms of how we work as well as our technology, is differentiated from other choices that we have. And that goes to really that final slide here that I would like to share with you, which is how we work with you, how we think about the investments we make, how we make commitments to each other, and how we build businesses together. In the next 12 months, in the next fiscal year for Microsoft that starts in July, we will invest nearly $2 billion in marketing across all of your devices. That is generating demand, that is showing through industry, that is talking to customers and integrating solutions. This is part of our commitment as part of you on the Windows ecosystem. And I have six devices here that are some of my favorites on where you start to see all of those capabilities that you saw in Yi-Chen's demo of Windows 10 that are new and different, that bring these modern experiences to those people who have those 600 million devices over 4 years old, that motivate them to get up and go to the internet or go to the store and buy new devices, that also feature these great new ways to interact with these modern PCs that look very different to those older PCs. Whether it's talking to your device, whether it's the ability to detach the keyboard and the screen or work in continuum, or whether it's just to write in a seamless way in your application. Let me just show you a few of my favorites. Here we have the HP Spectre X360, this beautiful new color with Bang & Olufsen sound. This one's Core i7, these great copper accents and full ports. The next one, the Asus Switch Alpha 12. The one thing I'd like to say to you on this is liquid-cooled. Yes, it's a liquid-cooled 2-in-1 from Acer, this beautiful design where they've used this liquid loop as well as having ink and all of the things you want from a 2-in-1 on that design. Tremendous bit of design that enables them to put a Core i into this 2-in-1 and keep it cool with that performance. The Dell XPS 13 continues to be a beautiful design where they've enabled a 13-inch screen and an 11-inch chassis, this great carbon fiber technology, as well as good-looking and lightweight, and that Infinity edge-to-edge glass. The Asus UX 360 again recently announced this beautiful thin design with Bang & Olufsen sound, incredible audio, with the 360 form factor that, again, you really start to see all of these capabilities with Hello and Cortana and Touch on the device. The Yoga design, the 900 here, gets better and better, beautifully thin with that inimitable styled hinge from Lenovo. Very good looking device. And finally, the Samsung Galaxy Tab Pro S, this beautiful Super AMOLED screen that has one of the most beautiful designs you can see, and obviously from Samsung in this lovely white enclosure. So that leads me to the end of the presentation, and really to just say thank you so much for the partnership. We have those great growth categories. We have our core business of the 600 million PCs that we're going to refresh and drive together, as well as partner in new devices such as IoT. Thank you for your time and look forward to seeing you in the next year. Thank you. Hey, Terry.
All right. Thanks, Nick. It's so exciting to see Windows 10 come to life on all those great devices. But now we want to transition to an entirely new category of devices, a category that we call mixed reality devices. Mixed reality includes augmented reality devices, virtual reality devices, and everything in between. We expect by 2020 there'll be over 80 million of these devices shipping every year. At Microsoft, we created HoloLens to push what's possible in mixed reality. HoloLens runs a version of Windows that we call Windows Holographic. Windows Holographic includes a holographic shell, perception APIs, and Xbox Live services, enabling a familiar experience where you interact with your devices as naturally as you interact with the world around you. In the last few years, we've seen HoloLens go from a dream to reality. And now it's awesome to see customers like Lowe's, Boeing, Trimble, and so many more embracing the potential of holograms. It's just so inspiring to see these entirely new scenarios come to life with mixed reality. And today, we want to expand what's possible. At Microsoft, we're creating devices to push the limits of what's possible and to create opportunity for our ecosystem. When we think of Surface, we think of the work we did to create the two-in-one category, now the fastest growing segment of the PC ecosystem. And it's so exciting to see devices like the ASUS T100 be so successful in the two-in-one segment. So today, we're inviting all of our partners, our entire ecosystem, to join us in the world of Windows Holographic. We're opening up Windows Holographic to all of our partners to enable a future of mixed reality devices that work incredibly well together. Windows Holographic will enable you to create virtual reality devices, augmented reality devices, or anything in between. Now, to tell you more about this vision for mixed reality, please welcome Alex Kittman.
Thank you, Terry. Well, hello, everyone. I'm Alex Kittman, and I am thrilled to be here with you all at Computex this year. I lead the Mixed Reality Computing Group at Microsoft. Now, our mixed reality journey started in 2015 when we announced HoloLens, the first fully untethered holographic computer. In Windows Holographic, the operating system built from the ground up to support sensors that understand you and your environment, to put you in control and at the center of a powerful mixed reality, and to give you capabilities beyond the ordinary range of perception. Now, over the last 18 months, we are starting to see what people empowered with mixed reality can do. Companies like Volvo, changing the way cars are designed. Universities like Case Western Reserve, redefining the way that medical students learn. And get this, scientists exploring the surface of Mars, all through the power of mixed reality. Earlier this year, we shipped HoloLens to developers and enterprises, and they are already deploying these mixed reality applications into production. But what is mixed reality, and why is it so important? To keep it simple, we have two universes today. One that is based on atoms, and the laws of physics, and another that is based on bits or digital logic. Now, these universes have their corresponding realities, a physical reality and a virtual reality. Pretty simple, right? Now, thanks to Windows Holographic and its capabilities to understand you and your world, we can blend these realities, the virtual into the physical, and the physical into the virtual, and create what we call mixed reality. Which brings us to today, and why I'm excited to be here with all of you. Mixed reality is coming to Windows PCs. Together, we will break down the barriers between virtual and physical reality. We are already seeing a ton of innovation in virtual reality displays for PCs. And the Windows Holographic technology, combined with the power of the PC and all of your virtual reality innovation, will enable for our customers new mixed reality experiences that are simply not possible on any other platform. And I'm here to invite all of you to join us in this next chapter of our journey. Together, we will have the most complete offering across the widest range of head-mounted displays, ranging from fully immersive virtual reality to fully untethered holographic computing. Are you ready to see it all in action? Please help me welcome on stage Margo and Scott from our mixed reality group. Hi, friends.
Thanks, Alex. Today, we have many different tools to create and design in 3D, but the output of these tools is limited. We are only able to view our three-dimensional creations in 2D on flat monitors. This is where mixed reality comes in, and where HoloLens and VR can transform the way we work. Now imagine I'm working on the design for a new motorcycle. This is a 3D model of what I've been creating on my PC. I can use my existing PC software and all the workflow tools my team already has, but I can see, move, and manipulate the content in 3D. This gives me greater sense of scale and dimension. But no design is ever done alone, and I need to collaborate and communicate with designers and suppliers all over the world. Now, previously, I would have had to rely on flat drawings and shared 2D files. This can lead to increased time, confusion, and errors. But now I can communicate in real time using mixed reality. Now, even if my colleague Scott isn't wearing HoloLens, Scott, who has a VR device, can see this 3D content in his virtual world.
Margo, I've got the gas tank design that we needed to finish the motorcycle. I really wanted to see it in context of the rest of your design, so let me change this a little bit. That's still just a little too big. Let me resize.
It's nice to see it all coming together. It's also good to know that we are looking at exactly the same thing, so we're not speaking in vague terms. Having Scott and I able to see the same thing across different devices along with the 3D design saves us time and money. Now, Scott, I know we talked through a number of different options for color, but the samples you sent over were a bit hard to picture. Can you apply those so we can see it in detail?
Sure. Let's start with a base blue model. We could do that, or we could go for something a little more exciting like this.
This looks great. Can you save this version? That will automatically save the new spec so the whole team has the latest.
Sure. Let me save it right now. There you go.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Now, with Windows Holographic and mixed reality, it's easy to imagine rich and productive 3D experiences across a number of different device types, from VR to holographic computing, allowing teams across any industry to work together on shared 3D designs. This will enable new mixed reality experiences not possible on any other platform. Back to you, Alex.
Thank you, Margo. Thank you, Scott. Innovation comes in all shapes and sizes, from tethered desktop or console experiences to portable mobile-powered ones. from opaque displays to see-through lenses and everything in between. What you just saw in this demo was our universal Windows platform, which will enable developers to target mixed reality applications destined to the broadest range of devices. By the year 2017, machines will be capable of mixed reality. And Windows 10 will enable devices to interact with each other through a single, consistent user interface, standardized input, and universal app platform for developers to target. Windows Holographic is coming to PCs, marking another very important step on our journey of interacting with computers in ever more personal ways. And I'm here to invite all of you to become part of this world. Choose a mixed reality future so that together we can create this exciting new reality. A reality that will forever change the way we work, communicate, learn, and play. A reality where we bring mixed reality devices of all shapes and sizes into many aspects of our lives, so the entire ecosystem can benefit from our collective innovation. Now I'm excited that we are already working closely with our friends at HTC Vive team and many others in the industry who want to break free of the 2D confines of traditional computing and build an ecosystem that takes advantage of all of your innovation in hardware created specifically for mixed reality. Imagine living in a world where devices can spatially map your environment, wherever you are, where manipulating digital content is as easy and natural as picking up a box or sitting at a table. A world where the operating system is devoid of input boxes or menus, and instead is personal and conversational. Imagine being able to teleport into your next meeting and travel together as a team into different business or entertainment metaverses. Presence like you have never experienced it before, bringing people closer and allowing them to go further together, making it possible for people to communicate, create, and collaborate more easily than ever before. Imagine many different types of inputs and many, many different types of devices. Imagine infinite innovation with one consistent developer platform. Imagine no more. Let's take a look at what the future holds for all of us. Thank you.
Is on an earlier flight.
We're so not ready.
Should we start to panic?
Not yet. Just bring the team in, please.
I can see you're hard at work, Samir, but Penny needs your help.
Yeah, sure thing. Just let me check out this bunker real quick.
Samir, the client's on.
As per usual, your sense of timing is just awesome.
Kai-san, Penny ga yondeimasu kedo.
Imasugu kudasaite. Penny?
Hey. Cute.
I try.
So, how's it coming?
It's not. This is the flagship store. It's gotta be unforgettable.
Yeah. Not exactly blowing my hair back.
Yeah, the space is driving me nuts.
All right. How about a change of scenery?
Welcome to Think Club.
Some inspiration, please.
Namaste.
Impressive.
That went well.
Now that's an exciting future. And we're just so excited to be working with partners here at Computex. We've started working with Dell, HP, Lenovo, Acer, Asus, HTC, Qualcomm, Intel, AMD, to make possible a device ecosystem which makes this mixed reality future and those experiences possible in the not too distant future. And we welcome anyone who's interested in working on these mixed reality devices with Windows Holographic to join us at WinHack this year at in Shenzhen and Taipei, where we'll be going into the next level of detail on how you can build these Windows Holographic devices. So with Windows 10, we see this incredible opportunity for us to work together to innovate and deliver great new experiences for our customers, to redefine the PC with Windows Hello and Windows Ink, to redefine gaming on the console and the desktop, to redefine IoT with the cloud and Cortana, your personal digital assistant, to enable this new world of mixed reality. We welcome you to join us and continue to bring new experiences to people all around the world. 谢谢.